Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I don't know the right wording for it, but there's definitely a feeling of, you know, enough is enough. You know, we got to win. And we're in the business of, you know, winning, you know. And, you know, if you don't win, you know, it doesn't feel too good. When you do win, it feels pretty good. And, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, win or loss, you come in and you're always trying to get better and get better at things you got to get better at. But for us, you know, this is a big game for us, just like they all are. And it's a big game because it's the next game, you know, and what an opportunity for us to get back on track on the road in a hostile environment against a really good football team.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday morning, Thanksgiving Eve. We appreciate you guys making us a part of your day, a busy travel day for a lot of people, trying to make sure they listen and they get what they need for their bets this week. That's why we're here. NFL Week 12 starts tomorrow. The voice there of Derek Carr, quarterback of the Raiders. The Raiders are now 7.5-point dogs tomorrow afternoon in Dallas. Total on that game, 50.5. One good news for the Cowboys. There's a lot of weird injury news, right? Amari Cooper's out with COVID. CeeDee Lamb in concussion protocol because of a concussion, obviously. We'll see if he's able to play. Thursday's pretty quick, though. I mean, usually those concussion protocols, and everyone's different, but they kind of clear you on Friday, Saturday to play the next week. So I'm not sure he's going to be able to go. And then there's Zeke, who did practice yesterday, foot issue from the game on Sunday. It sounds like he's going to be able to go. I do like Dallas in that game tomorrow, Aaron. 7.5 points is the number, but we're going to jump around here. Some games we like and some line movement. But I just got to bring out one thing before we get to all these line movements here. So yesterday we got the story that Mike White and Joe Flacco are both on the reserve COVID list as close contacts. And we found out last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, Joe Flacco's unvaccinated. So, you know, with that, the rules in the NFL, if you're a close contact, you're out. So that means Zach Wilson's coming back to play for the Jets as their quarterback this week. And I noticed yesterday afternoon, Aaron, that all the Jets beat reporters were like, oh, update, the Jets are going to start Zach Wilson this week. He's ready. And then like 10 minutes later, the story came out that their other quarterbacks can't play this weekend. They're on the COVID list. And like, I think the Jets wanted to make it seem like, oh, we're ready to put Zach in. He's healthy. He's our quarterback. I don't think that was the case. I think they were forced to play Zach Wilson this week when they didn't really want to yet, because the other quarterbacks aren't allowed to play in the game on Sunday. And I looked at the line this morning. You know, there's been no line movement which means Vegas is telling us there's no difference right now between Joe Flacco and Zach Wilson. That's not good for the Jets. I mean, that's not good for the Jets franchise or Zach Wilson. It is Texans -2.5. Aaron, the Texans are bad, but they're 2.5-point favorites this week. The Texans are favored by almost a field goal. What is happening here?
It's so funny that you brought this game up, because in the break I was looking at total DVOA and I was looking at the bottom like, oh, I wonder where the Lions are. They're not at the very bottom. Guess who is, though? Well, it is the Falcons, but then it's the Jets, and at 30 is the Texans. So this is just two terrible teams that I have zero interest in watching, but I'd have to just plug my nose and take the Texans, I think, on this one.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you would think the quarterback upgrade, talent-wise, would give the Jets a little bit of an upgrade here, but none in the market right now. It's still 2.5, which is odd. You would think Zach Wilson has a higher ceiling, right? More potential to have some good throws than Joe Flacco, but he also turns the ball over a lot.
As I say that, I just thought, I don't hate putting the Jets in a teaser.
Yeah,
but then again, I don't know. I almost want to just stay away from this one. Ugh. Terrible.
Well, the one thing to note is the Texans the last 2 weeks have forced 10 turnovers, which is a pretty ridiculous amount and that's a lot for a month, let alone 2 weeks. And Zach Wilson, when he was playing before his injury, very turnover prone. So, you know, I like the Jets with Flacco. And now that we know it's going to be Zach Wilson, forget what Zach Wilson is going to be 2 years from now, you know, if he's good or not. Like right now, he hasn't played well. And the Texans, the way they're taking the ball away, that could be problems for the Jets. Aaron, the line on the game tomorrow night, the night game, has moved. It's now up to Bills minus, it started the day at 6.5. It's come back down to 6. Total on the game is 45. But boy, the Saints have so many injuries. This is like last week. Ingram didn't practice yesterday. Kamara didn't practice yesterday. Both tackles are banged up. I know it's a lot of points to lay with a team like the Bills, who we just knocked out of our top five, but boy, the Saints look like they're in a bad spot right now with that team and all their injuries.
I agree, but at the same time, I kind of feel like it's Thanksgiving. Sean Payton's going to get his team ready to play. I don't hate taking the underdogs here and the Saints.
Well, when we got up to 6, I started thinking about it. We talked to open the week at 4, and I like the Bills. As we move closer to a touchdown, it's hard not to at least look at Sean Payton at home. I agree with you.
Taysom Hill running the ball. The Saints have their flaws, though, but the run defense could make Josh Allen one-dimensional, and if they do that, then that could be a problem for the Bills. And man, the Bills have just been falling off. This is an interesting game because they really need a get-right game, and the Saints don't want to lay an egg on Thanksgiving. So this is a tough one.
Yeah, Saints are in a bad way if they lose this game. They've lost 3 in a row. If they lose this game, we're talking about 4. You know, the NFC playoff race could start running away from them. You know, Vikings, Niners, Eagles, who just beat them. This is, I would call it desperation for the Saints. I just don't know if they have enough. Like, do they have enough players on offense against a Bills defense that is still as good? It's a good Bills defense for all their flaws they have on offense right now. The Bills defense could pick to just dominate this game with Simeon and no Kamara, potentially no Ingram. I just don't know how the Saints move the football.
They don't have any weapons. I agree. It's a tough one for sure. You've got to think the Bills are dominant in this one. I mean, but I don't know. It's Sean Payton. They're at home. It's Thanksgiving. Weird things could happen. What do you think, Paul Aspen?
I think as this line continues to move up, there is a potential teaser spot because we were looking for them this week. Sure. And now I think Joe O doesn't like doing like 6 or less, but at 6, I don't hate it. Like, you're just saying they have to win. And you pair that, you want a Thanksgiving teaser, and you can do the Bills to win. Some places they're 6.5, so you tease it down to the half point, tease it down to 0, and the Cowboys inside that from 7.5 down to 1.5. So that's an angle I put in yesterday, late last night. So I'll be looking at that for sure. But I'm with you. 6 feels high. 6 feels high here earlier in the week, like that 4.5 in that middle range between the 3 and the 6. I think the Bills might win this by, you know, I think it's more than a field goal, but it does, it has the potential to unravel, you know, if Trevor Siemian is playing catch up. Yeah. And again, it kind of depends on, as was it Jim Sottis told us yesterday, Terron Armstead is, if one of their tackles is back, like, that's a good thing. I'm pretty sure Kamara's not going to be in there. By the way, you know what we have not talked about? And DJW just mentioned Taysom Hill in our chat. What is that contract? And, like, if we're – and how is – if you're going to pay him like that, how are you not starting him at this point? I guess is he's healthy, right?
I did hear on the broadcast last week when they were playing the Eagles that he hurt his foot or something a couple of weeks ago, and they kind of alluded, and I felt like they were getting it from Peyton that he wasn't fully healthy, so maybe that's why. But it is bizarre, right?
I think he's getting healthier. You know, I don't think he's completely banged up. I don't think he's 100%, but I think he's getting better and better from what I was reading.
I mean, how long can they go with Siemian if he's playing like this? Like, they're not winning. I mean, it's very difficult. I know this couple games before the Eagles game, he was okay. It wasn't like he was ruining the game, but he's limited. I mean, he's just a limited quarterback that can't move. Obviously, not a great thrower. That contract, they gave him $40 million? Didn't they just give him a contract like 6 months ago? Did I make that up?
No, I think they did, but it was like
a dummy deal or something?
A dummy deal, basically. They could basically void it out and replace it. So I think it's like 20 to 30 million guaranteed, which, by the way, is great money for a tight end. And, like, there's provisions in there if he, like, plays a certain amount of snaps, a quarterback throws a certain amount of passes. But, I mean, obviously the headline numbers are crazy. But, I mean, is this – anyway, back to this game in particular, I don't know. And by the way, I saw something about Marshawn Lattimore going into last week's games that he's actually allowed the most receiving yards in, like, man coverage. It was something like that. That was shocked to see because, like, we had talked about him the week before, like, locking down Mike Evans. And he did help hold Mike Evans under, and he's historically had good success against him. But
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, again, with, like, just that the entire team just kind of feels like stretched at a lot of positions. They lost Adam Trautman now, who, by the way, had been leading them in red zone targets. And then Alvin Kamara, he's their other top red zone target guy. So all those red zone targets, they got to go somewhere. I guess maybe Juwan Johnson could be a look if you're looking at a tight end there. It's tough to find points with the Saints, which is why I think I'll be looking at the team total under, like 20.5 is what I saw yesterday.
Yeah, and I might look at the under on the game in general. It's 45. The Bills' offense has been spotty. I don't know if they're ready to put up 30 in this game. And on Lattimore, you know, he'll probably be matched up against Stephon Diggs. And I think Lattimore struggles with some of these quick, twitchy guys. Like, he's pretty good at those guys he can be physical with. Exactly. Last week, Devontae Smith had 4 catches, and most of them were against him. And there was one play that it seemed like Jalen Hurts kind of double-clutched it and then just pulled it down, didn't try to throw it. But from the way the broadcast reacted, like, Smith had beaten Lattimore over the top, and it's just they didn't hit on it. So it could have been more. It could have been 5 catches, who knows, 80-something yards. So, yeah, I saw it a little bit last week. Stephon Diggs could have a day if you're looking for a prop in this game. Speaking of line movement to touch on, this one is a little bizarre. The Ravens and the Browns. Aaron, we touched on this game a little bit yesterday and how Baltimore, you know, coming off of a win without Lamar, we'll see how healthy he is, if he's back, and whatever he's dealing with, you know, kind of clears itself out versus the Browns. I mean, Baker Mayfield, this feels like he's just like lighting the torch and burning the place down as he's going to exit Cleveland. I mean, he's fighting with the coach, the media, fans. It's bad over there. Yet Vegas doesn't care about that. They're looking at the matchups here and the injuries. This has changed. So it was Ravens -4, jumped to Ravens -4.5. Aaron went down to the Browns now. It's only 3.5. They're getting 3.5. Ravens only 3.5-point favorites at home against the Browns. This is the most suspicious line of the week.
I know. Something's fishy about this. And I don't know what it is. And remember how I was saying how those short road dogs have been doing very well? Maybe this is a situation you want to take the Browns, even though everything inside of you doesn't see what's going on here. How could this be possible, you know? Are we missing something with the Ravens? I don't get it.
Well, they haven't covered big numbers. That's the biggest thing with the Ravens, I'd say, this year. I mean, have they covered a number bigger than 4, 5, 6 the whole year? I don't think they have. I mean, last week, what was the final of that game against the Bears? 16-13? Did they finish that game?
Definitely 16-13? Wasn't 4.5, I'll tell you that much.
No, it wasn't.
And also, maybe it's like division game.
Yeah.
These are weird. You don't know what could happen. These two teams are going to play each other tough. I don't know why something inside me says, just do it and take the Browns on the spread.
Yeah, and matchup-wise, last year, I'm just looking at these teams, and obviously teams are different year to year, but just last year, the Browns were swept by the Ravens. They lost week 1, 38-6, and then they lost that crazy Monday night shootout. Remember Lamar, like, just was coming off of COVID and one of the games of the year, back and forth. They lost that game 47-42. So it's not like recent history has been on the Browns' side of this matchup. It's been the Ravens here.
Defense is rough, right? It's like, you know, Baker's
the Ravens.
Can't trust the Ravens. Yeah. So maybe he's banged up, he's throwing picks, but maybe if they dink and dunk and pick them apart, maybe that's an option there.
I'm looking at the box score. How did the Bears run the football last week against the Ravens? They run it well?
Well enough, I think. That game was just so, you know what?
Is a little bit of this about Lamar Jackson's health, maybe?
I think that's got to be in there, that uncertainty a little bit. And the Browns, the defense is like, it's kind of hit and miss, but they definitely had their moments. It's one of those AFC North, like, close divisional matchups that could be a slog.
An under, maybe, too.
Yeah, 46 the number. So last week it was 20 for 96. The Bears ran the football for a little over 4 yards a carry. They, you know, relatively successfully, and that's only 20 carries. So you got to figure the Browns are going to pound the ball, and try to run with their backs.
And they're starting to get healthy.
Except for the Browns allowing 45 points to the Patriots, they've been lower scoring games. The Ravens had that one shootout against the Vikings, 34-31. But those are kind of outliers.
They are. No, you're right. Quickly here, just one game, just very quickly. The Bucs is down to 3 from 3.5. I like the Bucs at 3.
I do.
3.5 is a weird number, but I think they're gonna try to take Taylor out. They're gonna stack the box. We know how good their defensive line is. This is a game where Carson Wentz is gonna have to throw the ball 25, 30, 35 times, and that's
I don't like that.
That's not the quarterback the Colts.
This is a their concerns are not our concerns. Like what the Colts do well, the Bucks stop. So
yeah, and I think just the Bucks have to be better on the road. I think that's the next step in them getting back to a number one seed kind of thing, winning on the road because they struggle with that. Coming up next, Jake Fisher. We'll talk some NBA here. Jake Fisher, one of the best in the business. He'll give us his insight on all the NBA. Coming up next, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.